稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎收听晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。从今天起，每个礼拜三推出门训累代建立强壮的教会讲座。这是一个中英文讲座，由新加坡神之星教会创会主任牧师陈少豪牧师及他的妻子曾秀平牧师主讲。陈少豪牧师的意向是兴起世世代代愿意将生命最好年日献给上帝。神之星教会是一间由青少年建造、为青少年打造、向青少年传福音的青年教会。二十多年来，兴起了七个世代的领袖。从一开始的九个青少年，成长到今天有5000多人的教会。以下让我们一块来听门训累代建立强壮的教会。
以为父为母的心建立归属感，邀请融入参与的父权，兴起世世代代火热服事的领袖。门训累代建立强壮的教会。
Wow, praise the Lord.
Wow, 赞美主。
God works in mysterious ways.
神用很神奇的方式正在动工。
You have a Chinese man here speaking English.
有个华人在这里讲英文。
Then you have Dr. Taylor here speaking Mandarin.
那还有戴院长在这里讲中文。
God also works in a lot of mysterious ways.
神真的用很神奇的方式正在动工。
My wife and I have not been to a seminary.
我和我的太太没有来到神学院过。
And here we are talking in a seminary.
可是现在我们就在神学院分享。
But don't worry, we've been to Bible school.
可是不用担心，我没有去上过神学院。
And I believe our theology is okay.
我知道我们的所有的道是对的。
God works in mysterious ways.
我知道神是在很神奇的方式
在动工。He can use young people.
他可以使用年轻人
to build a strong church.
来建造强壮的教会。
And what an honor it is to be here.
所以能够来到这里是我们的荣幸。
It is CES is the most respected seminary in the whole wide world, in the whole Chinese speaking world.
这是华神对我们来说是很大的荣幸，因为是很多华人最尊敬的神学院。
So I don't take this opportunity for granted.
所以我觉得这真的是我们的荣幸。
I don't take this access for granted.
我们不把这个能够来到这里当成理所当然的。
So thank you very much.
所以真的很感谢。
And our team and I, we're going to give our best.
所以我和我的团队会尽我们所能。
Another thing is, for my wife and I,
所以我和我的太太,
we grew up reading about all the heroes of faith.
所以我们长大时候一直在读信心英雄的故事。
We read about Hudson Taylor.
我们读到戴德生的故事。
William Carey.
还有威廉
海利。Eric Liddell.
还有 Edward Liddell.
And all these heroes of faith were our inspiration.
还有这些所有的信心的英雄都是启发我们的。
So again, coming here is a huge honor for us.
可以来到这里真的是我们极大的荣幸。
All right, so are you ready?
所以你们准备好了吗?
All right, so in the first two sessions,
所以首两堂呢?
I want to talk about the three mindset shift to build generations.
我要与你分享三个思维转换来建造强壮的教会。
And then later on, my wife will also come and share some parts of it.
所以我太太也会上来分享更多。
The first mindset shift.
所以第一个思维转换。
You are leaders today, not just tomorrow.
青少年不只是明日的领袖，更是今日的领袖。
We got to change the way we see young people.
我们需要改变我们如何看青少年的看法。
Let the 14-year-old lead.
让14岁的青少年带领。
Let the 9-year-old lead.
让9岁的带领。
So let me just share one story of Heart of God Church.
让我与你分享神之星教会的一个故事。
Many years ago, we had a young boy called Wei Zhe.
很多年前，我们一个小孩子叫韦泽。
He was just 9 years old.
他那时候只有9岁。
And he shared with my wife and I.
所以他与我太太分享。
And he said, I have a dream to play the drums and be in the main service.
他说我有个梦想，我要弹鼓，我要在主要的聚会的敬拜团。
And we say, yes, God will help you and make your dreams come true.
我们说是的，神会帮助你，让你的理想成真。
The only problem was,
可是有一个问题,
he was 9 years old.
他只有九岁,
he was so short.
他就这么高,
and we didn't have money to buy a smaller kid's drum set.
我们那时候也没有钱, 不可以买一个较小的鼓架。
But the big set, the big drum set,
可是那个很大的鼓架呢?
His legs couldn't reach the drums.
他的脚根本踏, 踏不到那个鼓踏板。
But we did not say no.
可是我们没有对他说不。
We did not say wait until you are older.
我们没有说你不，你要等到你长大之后。
Now, that's the main mistake.
那就是主要的错误。
Don't tell young people to wait until they are older, then they can serve God.
不要告诉青少年你长大之后才可以服侍神。
We tell them you can serve God now.
我们告诉他们你现在就可以服侍神。
So we say you cannot play the drums, but would you like to try the bass guitar?
我们就告诉他，虽然你不可以打鼓，那要不要试试贝斯呢？
And he says sure.
那说好吧。
And so my wife formed a youth worship team.
那我的太太就开始组织了一个年轻的敬拜团。
Put him on the bass guitar.
就让他弹贝斯。
He practiced very hard.
让他非常努力训练。
The trainers in church taught him how to play the bass.
那教会的培训师也教他如何弹贝斯。
And then 1 year later, or 2 years later, at 11 years old,
那两年后差不多11岁的时候呢,
he started to play the bass on the main stage in front of 700 people.
他就在主要的聚会在700个人面前弹起了贝斯。
Not in the children's church.
不是儿童主日学。
In the main service.
而是主要的聚会。
And today he's in his 20s.
现在他已经二十多岁了。
He has been playing the bass for over 15 years.
他已经有15年弹贝斯的经验。
And he's a leader for 40 over people.
他也带领40个人的领袖。
So don't wait till they are older.
所以不要等到他们长大之后。
Youth are leaders today.
青少年是今日的领袖。
Let them lead today.
今天就让他们带领。
Because young people, they are idealistic.
因为青少年是有理想的。
Young people, they want to make a difference.
青少年要做出改变。
So my wife always say this.
所以我的太太常常说。
If we don't captivate the youth for Christ today,The world will take them captive for another vision.
如果现在青少年的心不被耶稣占据的话，那世界就用别的意象占据他们的心。
If we don't captivate them today,
如果我们现在不占据他们的心的话，
the world will give them another vision.
那世界就会给他们别的意象。
Now, I'm not even talking about bad things.
我说的根本不是那些不好的事情。
We're not talking about sex or drugs or alcohol.
或可能是性啊，或者可能是吃毒瘾啊，这些或者喝酒，不是那些。
Even a good vision from the world,
就是世界给的好的意象呢，
it will distract them from the cause of Jesus Christ.
也会诱惑他们离开神给他们的意象。
So when they're young,
所以他们小的时候呢，
they need to catch the vision for Jesus Christ.
要为耶稣抓住意象。
Amen.
Amen.
So how do we captivate young people?
所以我们如何抓住青少年呢？
Well, step number one.
那第一步呢，就是
invite, include, involve.
邀请融入，让他们参与服事。
I say one more time.
我再次说，
it's really simple.
非常简单。
Invite them.
邀请他们。
Include them.
让他们融入。
Involve them.
让他们参与服事。
In other words, let the young people do church.
另一句话说就是让青少年办教会。
We let them run the church.
让他们办跟运行那个教会。
They can lead, they can build the church.
他们可以带领，可以建造教会。
That's why in our church we have thousands of young people and they run the ministry and the departments in the church.
所以在我们的教会，我们有上千个青少年就在办跟运行我们教会的部门。
The young people, they serve in ministry.
那青少年就在部门里服事。
They are in the connect groups.
他们在小组当中。
They are leading connect groups.
他们在带领小组。
They are preaching in the connect groups.
他们在小组分享讲道。
And then we have kids 6-7 years old.
我们还有六七岁的小孩子呢。
They are photographers, they are ushers.
他们就招待。
The 14-year-old, they are operating the sound equipment, the light equipment.
那十四岁的呢，就在操控音响，操控灯光。
All the media is operated by young people.
所有的媒体都是我们的青少年在操作的。
And you would agree, actually the young people are better with the media than old people.
那你一定会同意，我们的青少年操控这些多媒体比那些年长者更好。
So that's why we say the kids can build a world-class church.
所以我们说孩子可以建造世界级的教会。
And then when the kids, the youth, they are involved in ministry, it means that we can also influence them.
所以当那些孩子参与服事的时候，我们就可以影响他们。
Now, so we talk about discipleship.
所以我们谈到门训。
This is very important.
这非常的重要。
Youth need to be invited, included, involved.
所以青少年要被邀请，要参加，要参与服事，要融入。
Before they can be influenced.
在他们受启发和影响之前。
Before they can be impacted.
在他们可以受影响之前。
But unfortunately, we always try to impress the young people.
可是可惜的是，有时候我们想要惊艳他们。
And this is a problem, especially in the Western churches.
那尤其是在西方教会就有这个问题了。
That they try to impress the young people.
他们总是要让这些青少年觉得惊艳。
They try to be super cool.
他们想变得非常 cool.
The everything is stage driven.
一切都是舞台来操作的。
But listen, no. The young people, they need to be included.
可是听着不是这样的。他们我们要做的就是邀请这些青少年，让他们融入其中。
So, like for example.
那例如呢？
When we include them to interpret.
当我们邀请他们融入他们来翻译的时候呢
？Like Eunice here.
像 Eunice 就是我。
This is her first time interpreting in person.
这其实我第一次现场翻译。
She has done it many years on the mic into the earpiece.
她在幕后呢，在耳机的时候翻译很多年了。
But to stand up beside me on the stage, first time.
可是站在台上和牧师一起翻译的话，就是。
So we include them into the ministry.
邀请他们，让他们融入一起参与。
So please give her a big hand clap. Please encourage her. Kai Xuan is the same.
凯旋也是一样的。
She's in university right now.
她现在还在上大学。
So she's young.
她很年轻。
First time.
也是第一次。
We invite her.
我们邀请她。
We include her.
融入她。
We involve her.
让她参与服事。
And only after that.
只有在那之后。
Then we can disciple her.
我们才可以门训她。
Because discipleship is when we serve together.
因为门训是只有在我们一起服事的时候才可以发生。
After the session,
所以这之后呢，这堂之后
we can talk and have a debrief.
我们可以谈谈，然后一起做鉴别。
And we can encourage and say, you did all this very well.
我们就可以鼓励他，你做这些做得很好。
But this you can improve and that you can improve.
那可能这方面可以进步，那方面也可以进步一点点。
See, discipleship only happens.
所以门训发生的时候呢？
After we involve them,
只有在我们融入他们之后
then they can be influenced.
他们才可以被受启发。
Then they can be impacted.
他们才可以被影响。
You see, with young people,
所以跟青少年呢
it's very hard to teach them about discipline.
教他纪律有点难。
If you ask a young person to wake up early in the morning to pray,
如果你这个青少年早点起床来祷告的话
or even to wake up in the morning to exercise, to run,
或者可能早点起来去运动去跑步
to ask them to do push-up, to go to the gym,
或可能做仰卧起坐然后去健身房健身
they won't do it.
他不会做的。
Right? Sure.
对吗？同意吗？
But if the young people join a football team in school,
可是如果青少年参加学校的一个足球队的话，
and they have a competition,
然后他们有一个比赛，
you don't even have to ask them.
你根本不需要问他们。
The young person will get up early,
那青少年
to exercise, to run,
去跑步。
They'll go for practice.
他们去训练。
Because now they have a vision.
因为现在他们有一个意向。
Now they are involved.
他们现在融入了。
Same thing for church.
教会也是一样的。
If you want them to pray,
如果你要他们祷告，
read the Bible,
阅读圣经，
practice their guitar,
练他们的吉他，
they will not do it.
他们不会做的。
But the moment they are involved,
可是当他们融入之后，
you don't even have to ask them.
你们根本不用问他，
they'll do it willingly.
他会自愿的这么做。
We have so many parents telling us this.
我们教会有很多的父母都告诉我们。
They say, before my kid was involved in church,
他们说在他们来到教会融入教会之前，
every Sunday morning, getting them to wake up to go to church is a nightmare.
每天星期天早上叫他们起来去教会，
I have to scold them, kick them.
我需要骂他，踢他。
Ever since they are involved in church,
可是在他们融入教会之后呢？
They wake up earlier than parents.
他现在比我这个父母起来的还早。
In fact, they come to me.
不仅这样，他还来到我。
Dad, quick, we are late.
说爸爸，快点起床，我们要迟到了。
When they are involved,
当他们融入了之后，
they can be disciples.
他们就可以被门训。
So discipleship doesn't happen just in classrooms.
所以门训不是在课堂里发生的。
Now classrooms are important for Bible study. Yes.
课堂上查经班是非常重要的，是对的。
But discipleship happens when they are serving.
可是门训发生是在他们服事的时候。
So that's why we need to involve them.
所以因为这样，我们要融入他们。
Dr. Echo said this.
所以 Echo 博士说过。
Maturity does not come with age, but with the acceptance of responsibility.
成熟不在于年龄的大小，而是在于承担责任的多少。
Maturity does not come with age.
成熟不在于年龄的大小。
So when we look at two persons,
所以当我们看到两个人的时候，
we see a 14-year-old man.
我们看到是一个40岁的人。
We assume that he is older, he is mature.
我们以为他比较年长，他比较成熟。
If we look at a 14, 15-year-old boy,
那我们可能看到一个14、15岁的小孩。
We also assume he is younger, therefore he is immature.
我们就以为他比较年轻，就可能比较不成熟。
But let me ask you a question.
可是让我问你一个问题。
If the 40-year-old adult,
如果那个40岁的大人，
he is married but womanizing.
他虽然结婚了，可是他花天酒地。
He is gambling.
他赌博。
He doesn't work.
他不工作。
He doesn't support his family.
他不支持他的家人。
He doesn't take responsibility.
他不为他的家承担责任。
Now, on the other hand, you have 14, 15-year-old boy.
而另外一方面，有个14、15岁的男孩。
He understands his family is in the difficult position.
他知道他家里有一个困难的处境。
He saves money.
他存钱。
He works in McDonald's.
他在麦当劳打工。
He helps his younger sister in their homework.
他帮助他比较小的妹妹功课。
So let me ask you a question.
让我来问你一个问题。
Is the 40-year-old man more mature or the 14, 15-year-old boy more mature?
那你觉得是那个40岁的大人比较成熟呢？还是那个14岁的小孩更成熟呢？
Is obvious, the young boy.
那是的，就是那14岁的小孩。
That's why maturity does not come with age.
因为这样呢，成熟不在于年龄的大小。
It comes with the acceptance of responsibility.
它在于承担责任的多少。
So when we see young people who can accept responsibility,
所以当我们看到年轻人可以承担这个责任的时候呢？
He's mature.
他就是成熟的。
He can serve, he can be a leader.
他可以服侍，他可以成为领袖。
In fact, look at Jesus.
另外一方面，你看耶稣。
Jesus took responsibility over for all the sins of the world.
那耶稣也承担了我们大家所有人的罪的这个责任。
It wasn't his sin.
不是他自己的罪。
He's innocent.
他是清白的。
But he accepted the responsibility.
可是他接受了这个责任。
And if we as pastors can accept responsibility,
那我们牧师如果可以承担这个责任，
if young people can accept responsibility,
青少年可以承担责任，
they can be given the opportunity to serve and to lead.
那他们可以有这个机会来服侍。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we say. Step one.
所以我们说第一步。
Involve, include, and invite them.
就是邀请他们，融入他们，让他们参与服侍。
And then step two.
而第二步呢？
You disciple them.
就是门训他们。
So now you begin to influence them.
那你就可以影响他们。
You begin to teach them responsibility.
教导他们可以承担责任。
And then after they are mature, after they learn responsibility,
在他们成熟之后，当他们承担责任之后呢？
Are you ready for step three?
那你准备好第三步了吗？
Okay, step three is then you give them a voice, a vote, and a veto.
那第三步呢，就是你给他们发言权、投票权跟否决权。
A voice to speak.
发言权，他们可以分享。
For us, we want our young people to speak up.
对于我们来说，我们希望我们的青少年多多的分享。
We want them to share their ideas.
我要他们分享他们的点子。
We want to hear their opinions from that's relevant for their generation.
我们要听他们对现在跟他们现在这个年龄层有关系有联系的想法。
We give them a vote.
我们给他们投票权。
Now, not actually a vote, but figuratively speaking.
那不是个真正的一个投票，只是一个语言的想一个说法。
So, in other words, we empower them.
这代表就是要赋予他们权力。
We allow them to make changes.
我们可以让他们为我们教会做出改变。
We let them make decisions about the services, about the songs.
聚会呢，跟我们的敬拜歌呢，我们让他们可以分享他们的看法来做决定。
We say it like this. We give them a seat at the table.
所以我们说，我们给他们决策权。
So like the youth events, the youth camps in our church.
就像我们教会的一些青少年营会和活动呢。
It's all run by the young people.
都是青少年在办的。
I remember years ago, I used to run the youth camp.
我记得很多年前我是自己那个办那个特会的。
And it was very humbling.
那时候真的很谦卑。
Because the young people say, everything you do, we don't like.
因为青少年说你做的这些事情我们都不喜欢。
Okay, so why don't you do it?
那我说那好吧，那不如你做。
And I support you.
那我支持你。
And they run it the way they like it.
那他们就以他们自己喜欢的方式办了。
And all I have to do is to clap for them.
那我要为他们做的就是帮他们拍掌。
And support with money.
用金钱支持他们。
Every time the young people come to me,
所以每当青少年来到我的时候，
it's always how much.
他说多少钱。
Sometimes I feel like a father.
有时候我觉得我像爸爸。
So step three is like this.
所以第三步就是这样。
You empower the young people.
就是赋予他们权力。
That's why we say Heart of God Church is a church run by youth for youth to reach youth.
所以我们说城市新教会是由青少年建造，为青少年打造和向青少年传福音。
The young people know the best way to reach other young people.
所以青少年知道最好的方式如何向其他的青少年分享福音。
They are the experts, not us.
他们是专家，不是我们。
So let the young people plan the youth activities.
所以让青少年去策划跟举办所有的青少年活动。
Let them make decisions about the songs.
让他们为这些所有的歌曲做决定。
Let them make decisions about the external, the style, the vibes.
在外观、在氛围、在音乐当中，可以让他们做出决定。
So I want to give a test here to see whether you have the young people vibe.
就要给你一个小小的测验，看你有没有青少年的那个能力跟那个感觉。
Okay, I'm going to put some pictures on the screens.
所以我在荧幕上会放一些照片。
And if you look at the screens, you will know whether you are the older generation or the younger generation.
当你看到那个照片的时候，你就知道你是不是年轻一代还是那个年长一代。
Already?
你们准备好了吗？
All right, let's put it up.
我们来放在荧幕上。
If you are the older generation,
如果你是年长一代的话，
we all like the skinny jeans.
我们大家都喜欢这些紧身裤。
So I'm considered old generation.
所以我就是可能是比较年长一代的。
But okay, my shoes is bought by my daughter for my birthday.
可是我的鞋子呢是我的女儿我生日的礼物。
So now I'm a little bit younger with my shoes.
所以因为有了这个鞋子我就年轻了一点点。
But the younger generation, this is what they wear.
可是更年轻一代他们就是穿这样的。
So why don't you check the pants of your neighbor sitting next to you?
所以你看看你身旁朋友穿的是什么裤子呢？
You know what generation they are from.
你就知道他们是来自哪一个年代的。
So after this, everybody has to go shopping.
所以那之后大家都要去购买新的裤子了。
No.
不是的，不是的。
Okay. You see, there's a difference, and we let the young people decide on these external things.
所以是有差别的，因为这样呢，我们让青少年在这些外观上面做决定。
These have nothing to do with theology or doctrines.
这些跟神学和所有的道都是没有关系的。
Okay, let me test you with another picture.
那我有另外一个照片给你看。
See, the young generation and then the old generation.
年长一代跟年轻一代。
The young generation.
年轻一代呢？
They love all the charms.
他们都很喜欢这些包包的吊饰。
All the little trinkets and stuff.
那些小小很可爱的这些小小的吊饰。
Check your neighbor's bags.
你可以看看你朋友的那些包包。
Okay, last one, okay?
最后一个。
Find somebody next to you.
看看你身旁的朋友呢，找一个人。
Okay, make a hand signal.
跟他比心。
Of a heart.
一个心的，用手比心。
Do it, hold it there.
然后就持续在那里。
Heart.
比心，持续在那里。
Okay, now you want to know which generation you are? Are you ready?
你要知道你是哪一个世代吗？你准备好了吗？
Okay, put up both pictures.
我们在荧幕上看。
If you do like this,
如果你这么做的话呢？
You are the younger generation.
那你就是比较年轻的一代。
Honestly, the other one, I can't even do it.
说实话，这个我好像做不到。
So, the young people,Let them decide these kind of things in church.
所以让这些青少年来为教会做这一些决定。
Empower them.
赋予他们权力。
So give them a voice.
所以给他们发言权。
Give them a vote.
给他们投票权。
And give them a veto.
给他们否决权。
Now of all the three,
那三这三个呢？
The last one is the most difficult for us as pastors.
其实第三个对牧师来说呢，这是最困难的。
The first two,
首两个呢，
we tell them yes.
我们告诉他们是。
The last one,
可是最后一个呢，
to give the young people a veto,
让青少年可以否决权呢，
is for the young people to tell the pastor no.
是让青少年告诉牧师说不可以。
Now that's difficult for us older generation.
那这对我们比较年长一代其实是比较难的。
But we got to humble ourselves.
可是我们要谦卑自己。
And if whatever they say makes sense.
如果他们所说的一切都是合理的话。
We should just let go of our preferences.
我们就要放下自己的喜爱。
Of what we are used to.
或者我们习惯的一切。
So we, if they say no,
如果他们说不的话,
like in our church,
在我们的教会,
we don't have Sunday morning service.
我们没有星期天早上的聚会。
Our Sunday services start at 1:30 in the afternoon.
我们星期天的聚会呢，其实是一点半下午才开始的。
When we make the change,
当我们做出这个改变的时候呢,
a lot of the older people think that we have backslided.
很多年长的一代的都以为我们已经背弃神了。
Because Sunday morning is traditionally the prime time for church service.
因为我们大家都知道，星期天早上呢是最佳的黄金时间来有聚会。
If you are a proper church, you have Sunday morning service.
如果你是个正统的教会的话呢，那你就一定会有星期天早上的聚会。
Every church has Sunday morning service.
每个教会都有星期天早上的聚会，对吗？
But you know the young people came to my wife and I.
可是你知道青少年找我和我的太太。
And they say, Pastor.
他就说牧师。
The Sunday morning service.
星期天早上的聚会。
9:00.
九点。
It will not work for us.
对我们来说应该不行。
It's too early.
太早了。
We have not woken up yet.
我们根本还没起床。
But they say, it's so early, we cannot wake up.
可是他说太早了，根本起不来。
And if you want us to be on the worship team,
可是如果你们要我们参加敬拜团的话，
and then you have prayer meetings before that,
在那之前还有祷告会的话，
we have to come to church at 6 or 7.
我们可能六七点早上就要来到教会了。
And even if we can come because we are serious for God,
就算我们如果我们为神火热可以来的话，
our friends will not come.
我们的朋友也不会来。
Do you want your church service to be for our friends to come?
那你要我们的聚会呢是为我们的朋友来到这里。
If you want our unchurched friends to come to church, you must change your service timing.
我们未信主的人，你要他们来到教会的话，我们一定要改变我们聚会的时间。
So we humbly say, yes.
所以我们谦卑地说，好事。
We gave them a veto.
我们给他们了否决权。
And then, when we started our service in the afternoon and Saturday night,
在那之后我们开始了我们的星期天比较晚的聚会和我们星期六晚上的聚会。
It was so much easier for them to bring their friends.
变得更容易让他们带他们的朋友来到教会。
You know what's interesting?
那你知道有趣的是什么吗？
Now all the old people, they like the afternoon service.
现在我们发现所有年长一代也比较喜欢比较晚的那个聚会。
All the working people, they say now we prefer the afternoon service.
现在那些工作人都觉得哦，其实那个下午的聚会呢，其实比较好。
Give the young people a veto.
所以我们要给青少年否决权。
And we have to be humble about it.
我们也要很谦卑的接受。
So with this, the last part for mindset shift number one.
所以我这个第一个分享的最后一个部分呢。
Is that young people must be at the front lines of your church, not the sidelines.
所以我们的青少年要投入前线而不是旁观。
您所收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。精彩的讲座内容将在下周三继续为您播出。这个讲座除了主讲者之外，还有许多的年轻人现身说法做见证，请您持续的锁定收听。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
愿你荣耀，国度降临我们中间，圣灵降下，焚烧众人心灵，复兴我们为失丧灵魂代求，悔改你宝座前，同心合意，刚强壮胆。烧中